Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. We're on to Horton and Chargers football coach Derek Richardson joining us, brought to you by Union State Bank and Amberwell Health. Chargers open their season Friday. They'll be on the road at Moore Hill. We'll get coach's thoughts on that in a moment. But, you know, coach, continuity. You're able to go into year two leading this program. You know, Horton over the previous 4 or 5 years just been constantly rotating head coaches. Now you get an opportunity to see a second year, see some guys develop from last year. What's kind of the expectations and just what's the vibe around the team going into your second year as the head coach?
I'd say the vibe is a lot better than it was last year. The guys seem more energetic to start the first week. I know Coach Ross and I were back again for a second year, and that's something that we definitely have noticed from last year. The guys seem more excited, whether it's because the weather has been nice for them the first week, or we have more bodies out this year. I mean, it's not something in the water where we more than doubled our team size this year. So that's been great. And the off season, I mean, just being able to be around the boys for full off season in the weight room and Monday mornings when we do, you know, 7-on-7, that type of stuff. I was really good this summer compared to last summer when I was just an assistant being there. And then the summer prior when I was somewhat involved, but not entirely like I am now.
Yeah, I think there's definitely reason for optimism. You just look for some of the guys that you have coming back. I know there's been some changes in terms of positions. You know, late last year you had to move some things around, but Owen Gaskell appears to be stepping in at quarterback. Lucas Oakes, who had played some quarterback, appears to be, you know, in the backfield, going to lead you in the running back room. And, you know, you got a guy like Wyatt Chartier on the outside, tremendous athlete. And you got a very good offensive lineman, just lineman in general, coming back. Austin Garrison, who, you know, had an injury early on last year. So good to see him back. But you got some good athletes and certainly some guys that I feel like could put you guys in a good position moving forward.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Owen's definitely taking that QB under his belt this spring. He wanted to meet with me, and we were going over plays and doing that type of stuff. So I'm very interested to see how he does with a full season under his belt. Like you mentioned, he only played the one game last year at QB, but he did well. And we gave him things to work on, and he's been doing it. And I mean, you mentioned a few others, Lucas Oakes, Wyatt Chartier. Yeah, those two are going to be vital for us, as well as Micah Thomas and Takanosi Wakuli. And yeah, Austin with the O-line, it's great to see him back. I mean, his love for the game, it hurt last year losing him, I think, 9 snaps into the year. But he's rehabbed, and he's back better than ever.
We'll get your thoughts on Moore Hill in the next segment. Real quick, just your overall take on maybe the expectations for the league as a whole. You know, Jackson Heights made a deep run, you know, went undefeated in league play, league champs. You know, they have to replace quite a bit. You got a Riverside team that made a deep run, replacing a lot. JCN should be solid. You know, you got teams like McClouth and Oski. You certainly have, you know, reason for some optimism and some hope as well. You know, I feel like this is as wide open the league has been in the last few years.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. We saw McClouth and Oski this last week at our Jamboree, and I was impressed by them. They have a lot of big guys and a lot of talent. So them and JCN, you mentioned they're returning a lot. I know I was reading the Pigskin that they returned 8 or 9 starters on either side of the ball. So yeah. I know they've got a lot coming back. And with Jackson Heights, Coach Wick, I mean, he's experienced. He's going to be able to handle it. I know he's got returners as well. But, I mean, it's going to be tough to replace Melly's. But if anybody can do it, I think Coach Wick can. And Riverside, I mean, I know their middle school have done really well these past few years. So, I mean, those kids are starting to come up. And, I mean, there's multiple others. I mean, Effingham, I haven't really seen much of them, but I know Coach over there is doing a real good job. But, yeah, I think the league is pretty open right now. And, I mean, with how it has been the last few years, yeah.
Derek Richardson joining us, Horton Chargers football coach. We'll get his thoughts on the schedule a little bit and the matchup with Moore Hill on Friday night. We'll do that after a timeout here on KNZA. Got a couple more minutes here with Derek Richardson, Horton Chargers football coach, our weekly locker room chat, week number one. Excited to get going. It's brought to you by Union State Bank and Amberwell Health. Well, Coach, we'll dive into Moore Hill in a moment, week one on Friday night, but just your thoughts on the schedule in general. You know, Moore Hill's going to be an interesting team to watch for sure, but we've talked about the league, JCN, Jackson Heights in weeks 2 and 3. You know, you got Sabetha at the end of the year in terms of obviously just a non-league opponent and a very tough team. Sabetha right now number one in 2A to begin the season, but just your overall thoughts on what your schedule looks like and how it shakes out this season.
I think it's a pretty good schedule for what we were going into last year with AD and I going down to figure out what our schedule is going to be. I mean, go away, home and home, away. I mean, it's a pretty good mix. But, I mean, yeah, we got some unfamiliar opponents with Royal Valley. I don't know the last time Horton's played Royal Valley in football and, I mean, even basketball at that. Sabetha, I know it's been a few years since Horton's played them. But, I like how our schedule lays out. So we'll get started this Friday with Mar Hill and go from there.
Well, what do you see from Mar Hill in the preparation? They got a new head coach, came over a longtime offensive coordinator at Hugoton. Hugoton's been a very good program out, you know, western portion of the state. So Jose Lycone comes in and is taking over that program. What do you see from Mar Hill? And it's obviously got to be a challenge, you know, week one, a lot of unknown, and especially with a new head coach and just a new regime over there in general.
Yeah, you mentioned it, a lot of unknown. I'm trying to think back to what I did last year. I mean, I know for our Jamboree last year, we ran a completely different offense for the Jamboree, just so we gave nothing away because nobody would know with a new head coach coming in what he'd do. So we're prepping for what Mar Hill ran at their Jamboree for offense, but we're also keeping our eyes open and prepping for multiple things. I mean, this totally different offense, what they ran at Jamboree, what they ran last year with Coach Fredrickson. So I don't know if he'll sprinkle any of that in, but trying to prep for something you've really never seen before. I mean, that's difficult, but I mean, we're ready for the challenge.
It seems like the theme is, you know, for most coaches that I talk to, especially for week one, it's, yeah, we're going to do our prep, we're going to do our research and certainly have a game plan, but week one, it's about us. I assume that might be the case. It's more about what you want to see from your team on Friday night. So in that case, expectations, keys to a victory, what's it going to take, and what do you want to see on Friday night?
Execution. I mean, we've been running these plays into the dirt these last few weeks offensively. Just everybody holding their blocking assignments, running backs being able to read their blocks, holding on to the ball. I mean, turnovers. At the Jamboree, we did a really good job of holding on to the ball. And defensively, we forced four turnovers. I mean, I know that's just the Jamboree, but that was nice to see. And making sure to tackle low. I know that's something these last couple days that we've really been focusing on. And it's a little difficult now with Mother Nature taking it in. We're having to go in the morning, but trying to get the guys focused on this is game week and what we need to focus on.
There it is, Derek Richardson joining us, Horton Chargers football coach, entering year two at the helm. Six starters back on both sides of the ball. Chargers at Mar Hill Mounts Academy to begin 2026 on Friday night. Coach, can't thank you enough as always. Excited to get things going. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.